Hello, everyone. Hello, loved ones. Welcome to Infinite Love Radio, enlightening conversations, inspiring guests. I'm Michelle Morovati, your host. I'm an intuitive spiritual healer, teacher, director, and founder of Spirituality Inside and Out. Our global vision and divine purpose is to connect people to people to create oneness. For in truth, we are all one. Through support and universal guidance, we educate people about the power within to heal oneself and others. Let us help you to express the divine love and truth within. For more information, please visit www.spiritualityinsideandout.com for our guided meditations, books, and services. As always, I invite all of your questions, comments, and suggestions to infinitelovradio@yahoo.com or michelle@spiritualityinsideandout.com. Today and every day, my highest intention is to support you to awaken to your true self in the present moment and to cause and create oneness inside and out, wholeness inside and out. Thank you for your participation and this opportunity for me to serve you. I am truly grateful. I love you and I bless you all. On today's show, I will be sharing with you a prayer, as always, followed by our very special guest. Our special guest today is Alan Davidson. He's a registered massage therapist since 1988 and is the owner and director of Essential Touch Therapies in Houston, Texas. He has a bachelor's from the University of Houston with an emphasis on psychology, sociology, philosophy, and religion. Alan is fascinated with the intersection of body work, psychology, ritual, and spiritual practice. He's also the author of Body Brilliance, Mastering Your Five Vital Intelligences. He wholeheartedly believes life is for the fun of it. For more information, please visit www.bodybrilliancebook.com as well as www.throughyourbody.com. We shall hear all about the fantastic five vital intelligences that can transform our lives right after this prayer. So for now, let us all attune together right here, right now, causing oneness with our breath, with our presence, with our intentions, with our open hearts, uniting right here, right now, uniting our mind, body, and soul, uniting our love and light, uniting our presence. So as always, I invite you to take several deep cleansing breaths with me to bring yourself into the present moment, fully awake, alert, and grounded, centered, and present right where you are. As always, when I invite you to take a deep cleansing breath in, the intention is to receive energy, to receive grace, to receive goodness, to receive all that is right here, right now. So wonderful. Here we go. The first deep cleansing breath in, breathe in and receive. And exhaling with an ah. I really invite you to exhale and sound it out. Ah. And as you're exhaling and sounding it out, I invite you to shake out your head, shake out your arms, shake out your buttocks, shake out your legs, shake out your whole body. Empty, empty, release, release. Let go of all the tension and heaviness that you're holding on to. I realize that you're working hard. I realize that you have much on your mind. I realize that you're concerned and you may have some worries. I realize. So I invite you to love yourself in this moment and take this breath of life and release the unwanted. Good job. Here we go. Second deep cleansing breath in. And again, exhaling with an ah, feeling yourself more and more relaxed, more and more attuned to the present moment with every breath in and out. Breathing in life force, exhaling the unwanted. Again, here we go. Shake it out, shake it out, shake out your head, shake out your arms, shake out your shoulders, shake out your hips, shake out your legs. Shake out the unwanted heaviness. Brush it all off, for you are worthy and you deserve to live healthy, happy, full of joy. Wonderful. Here we go. Good job. Thank you for participating. The third deep cleansing breath in. Breathe in and receive. And again, exhaling with an ah. I invite you again. Don't be shy. Don't be shy. Exhale and release. Ah. Yes. And again, shake it out. Release the unwanted. Feel if you have any tension anywhere and shake it out and just release it. As always, with gratitude and appreciation to God, the divine source, creator, oneness, isness, love, light, beauty, spirit, whatever name you have for your higher power, for your faith, it's all good. Simply, we are grateful for all that we have, all that we are. The joy of life as we attune to it, as we're available to it, as this moment we say we are open and receptive to our heart's desires. We're open and receptive to the blessings available here as divine presence inside of us and outside of us. We're open and receptive to grace. We're open and receptive to the abundant nature right here, right now, with our intentions, with our minds, receiving, giving, circulating this energy inside and out. I invite all of you to love yourself. I invite all of you to love your body. As our wonderful guest, Alan, we'll talk about loving our body in the next minute or so, or a few seconds, whatever that is. So I invite you to love. Love yourself for who you are. Love yourself for all the potential that you have. Love yourself for you are powerful in nature. Love yourself for you can change and transform and enlighten in the present moment. Love yourself for with a shift of perception, you can change your outlook on life. Love yourself for you're truly a beautiful emanation of the light of this universe. Love yourself for Mother Earth, right here, right now, where we live, loves us and cherishes us and is available to us. Love yourself for heaven and earth is right here, right where we live. Let us be open to all goodness, all love, all miracles, all blessings, all support, all abundance, all perfect health, all prosperity, and all wonderful, loving, joyful, caring relationships. Again, I invite you to attune to the love within your heart in this moment and allow yourself to be open to transformation right here, right now. I love you and I bless you and I want the best for you. Because you are good as you are. Thank you. Again, taking this opportunity to introduce our wonderful guest, Alan Davidson, registered massage therapist, healer, author of Body Brilliance, Mastering Your Five Vital Intelligences. For more information on the book, for purchasing the book, please visit www.bodybrilliancebook.com. Without further ado, welcoming our beautiful guest, Alan.
Hello, Michelle.
Hello, hello. Thank you for taking time out.
Absolutely happy to be with you and your listeners today.
Beautiful. Thank you. So I must say that I have a copy of your book and how beautiful it is, the illustrations, the information, the sharing, the authenticity, all the guidance, the exercises. It's beautiful. I just want to say it's beautiful. It's enlightening. I learned so much, and I'm grateful. And I'm grateful to know that you had your first awakening through your own scare, can I put it?
Yes, that's like a diplomatic way to put it there, Michelle.
So it's all in the book, and I invite your listeners to really purchase this book. I mean, go to the website, check it out. You'll be inspired without even hearing these words, but... Yeah, would you please tell us about your first awakening?
Well, sure. I moved to Houston in 1980 to become bartender to the Fabulous. And we were fabulous. We had more fun in a three-day weekend than the entire state of Oklahoma has in a year. And the thing about bartending is, you know, it lends itself to the party life, but not a whole lot else. And when I first learned that HIV/AIDS was caused by a virus, I just assumed that I would die from it because I was an IV drug user and I had already shared needles with men who had died from AIDS. So I just assumed I was infected. And 1987, I got clean and sober, and I had to decide, am I making short-term plans for the rest of my life, or I'm going to have the privilege to make long-term plans? And I happened to live with a doctor who kept saying, Alan, I think you're HIV negative. You're too healthy. So after hearing that for many, many months, I finally went and got my first HIV test. And it was just one of those transformational moments, Michelle, mm-hmm. To be sitting in that lobby. I could feel the fear saturating the walls of all the people that had sat in those chairs waiting for the news that they might be sick, mm-hmm. that they would die.
I can imagine.
And I was very quickly taken back to the cubicle, and the counselor told me that I was HIV negative. And it was one of those Hollywood special effect moments. The counselor seemed to recede down a tunnel as my vision narrowed, and my body began to roar with energy. And I felt this electricity just moving through my arms and my legs and my core. And to realize that I would be healthy when so many people were sick and dying, I knew that Providence or fate or the God or the goddess had placed their hands on me and spared me.
Mm.
And when I left the clinic that day, I vowed that I would quit wasting my talent and my strength and my vision for the life that I wanted for myself in the world, and that I would genuinely work towards that.
Mm. You felt that you were given a second chance, and you said
I felt like I was spared from the executioner.
Yeah. And you said yes.
I said yes, and 6 months later, I found myself in massage school.
Mm. And it all began there.
Well, I would say I always had a spiritual curiosity. I always had sort of a psychic ability and a deep intuition, and I've always had a deep kind of wisdom that guides me through certain parts of life.
Mm-hmm.
But I was also sort of cut off from that. All the speed, all the drugs, all the partying, drinking, dancing had really numbed me to a lot of who I really am.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so massage school, being sober, of course, helped with that. But when I started really working with my body and being touched and getting body work, my body began to wake. My heart began to open. My mind finally began to shake off the shackles of fear that I had lived with for so long. And my spirit began to soar.
Mm-hmm. So it was this fear that you had inside of you that caused you and motivated you to drink and do drugs?
Yeah, I would say, there was a lot of fear. There was a lot of repressed grief and sadness. And there was a lot of anger and rage, and that was all trapped in my body and layered in my subconscious mind.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way it knew how to get out was through the drinking and the partying and the dancing.
Mm-hmm. 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 Beautiful. So you had to go through that in order to wake up.
I did.
It seems like sometimes we just have to go through what I call crap. What did you call it?
Well, you could call it crap. I call it a cosmic 2x4.
Cosmic 2x4. Mine was my lupus, the first one. Yours was your drinking and partying to wake up.
Right.
So it's all good. It's all good. Yes?
Yeah. Well, from this perspective now, yeah, it was absolutely beautiful. And this is after 20 years of continued healing and growth and working with the body.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So now you've written this book.
Mm-hmm.
Fascinating book, Body Brilliance.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, really body brilliance. The illustrations that you have really, really show us that we have what kind of potentials that we have. The positions and the information of the body. So, what was the inspiration? What inspired you to write this book?
Well, I taught massage for 10 years, and as I began to teach students, they really resonated with the message that our body is the foundation for all of our emotional, mental, moral, and spiritual healing, and that, to leave the body out of the formula is to deny ourselves the wisdom of the universe.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that every cell of our bodies has the wisdom of the universe in it, and we only have to tap into that wisdom to really find our own inner path and our own inner guidance to our perfect healing.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I'm into that. So in this book, you talk about the five vital intelligences, the five IQs, such as the physical, emotional, mental, moral, spiritual. You know, I never thought of that. I mean, I knew about the other, the four, but the moral, that's very interesting. The moral, the values. So can we talk about each one?
Absolutely. I'm happy to.
Let's go for it. How about we start? Huh?
Well, yes? You know, I like to start with physical intelligence because it is so foundational. And when I talk about physical IQ, Michelle, you know, I'm including flexibility that yoga gives us with the grace that Tai Chi or martial arts or Aikido gives us. I'm talking about strength building that we get from a gymnasium or calisthenics in the park. And I'm talking about beautiful, erect posture, the way that the bones were designed to move through space and time. Mm-hmm. But essential to all four of those, flexibility, strength, grace, and posture, are two important elements. And one is sensation, and the other is centering.
Mm-hmm.
And your listeners right now can just focus their attention on the sensations of their bodies. Maybe the shoes on their feet, or they're behind sitting in a chair, or their hands moving through air in some way.
Mm-hmm.
The raw sensation of our bodies is actually the language of physical intelligence. It's the language of our bodies. And the beautiful thing about sensation, Michelle, is that it always happens in the current moment.
Yes.
Sensation never happens in the past. It never happens in the future. So anytime I turn to the sensation of my body, I am anchoring my attention in the present moment.
Mhm. That's beautiful. Actually, I did this before the show. I lay down on my bed and I just centered myself in the present moment in my body, and I felt my body from head to toe, and I felt some discomfort, and I just was present with the discomfort, and it just moved through me. So it's really powerful.
Uh-huh. It is.
Very powerful.
So much of the stress of our egos, Michelle, lives, you know, in the past and in the future, and we give it so much energy. But when we bring our attention to the present moment, there's very little energy that's being fed to the ego at that point. So it really is a great way to connect with the divine, connect with the oneness, you know, that moves through every single heart in the world, and to be present with that.
Beautiful. Now, the physical, that also includes nutrition, right? Eating healthy?
Well, you know, actually, I include that in emotional intelligence.
Oh, okay.
And so that's a great segue to go into it. So on the foundation of physical IQ is emotional intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
So that, you know, is the limbic part of our brain that controls our emotions. But it's also most of the systems of our body, including our heart and our breath and our intestines, our gut. So if you look at most of the diseases and dysfunctions in the United States, there's heart disease, there's lung disease, there's intestinal disease, and there's obesity, or the flip side of that, anorexia. And those are all related to inability to process fully our emotional intelligence.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So being able to get in touch with our emotions and create a container so that we can approach them with wisdom and care and not be hijacked by them is vitally important.
Oh, yes.
And that affects the way we eat, the way we breathe, the way we approach our partners, our lovers in the life, whether that's a sacred sex experience or if it's a wham, bam, thank you, ma'am experience.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that relies on who we are in our emotional intelligence.
Right. And so many of us are busy doing in order to have that we forget our being. How are we feeling? What are our emotions that we just suppress on a daily basis and
then turns
into disease?
Yeah, I mentioned earlier telling my story of my party days and all the emotions that were completely stored in my body and layered deeply in my subconscious because I fought so diligently against them. So part of the truly spiritual path is to get in touch with that deep terror about separation and the deep grief that we feel from being cut off from spirit, and to work with that in the most profound and healing way.
Right, right. So let's talk about the mental IQ.
Well, I define mental IQ a little differently than most people hear about it. Most people think about an IQ test that you take in school, and it measures your cognitive skill and talent. But I've expanded that to really work holistically with all aspects of our mind, our subconscious, unconscious mind, our conscious thinking mind, and then our superconscious mind, an aspect of our mental intelligence that allows us to connect with the great unity of consciousness through the universe.
Mm-hmm. And so let's say a person is feeling confused and has scattered thoughts and is distracted.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the mental IQ is out of harmony.
Well, absolutely. And there's probably other elements involved, but definitely working with negative and limiting beliefs that are in the subconscious mind,
mm-hmm.
and neutralizing those, freeing that energy, learning to focus our conscious mind, you know, through meditation, through attention, even questioning our thoughts. You know, we have all these thoughts. Jack Kornfield says that we think 70,000 thoughts a day, and unfortunately, it's the same 70,000 thoughts day after day after day. And so, you know, we think them and we believe them, and we never stop to question, are these things I'm thinking, are they even true?
Isn't that amazing, listeners out there? We think and we believe in our thoughts. We believe in whatever we're thinking about ourselves and others. We judge, we condemn, wrap it up, finish, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and we never actually have this dialogue with ourselves. Is this really true? And
right.
Go further into it.
That's an amazing practice that you just described right there, Michelle, to have a thought that comes into my mind, a judgment about somebody or a belief that I have about myself or life, and just to ask the simple question, is that true?
Mm-hmm.
And listen deeply to my body for the answer, for the inner wisdom of my soul, and to just listen. And it's amazing how many thoughts that I've had to unravel and let go of that just absolutely were fictitious, a fantasy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Truly fictitious illusions,
uh-huh.
nonsense. It all comes back into being present with who we are.
Mm-hmm.
Wherever we are, being present. Beautiful. Let's talk about moral IQ. I love this one.
Let's do.
I love this one, morality. Cool. Please.
Well, you know, at its core, a moral intelligence rests on our ability to choose. That function of our consciousness that allows us to understand, if I make this choice, these are the consequences that go with it. So, you know, it's really, and the flip side of that is taking responsibility for those choices and those consequences.
Mm-hmm.
So as we evolve as people, as moral human beings, there's a greater awareness of choice and there's a greater acceptance of responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
Now, to that end, there are different aspects of moral IQ that really help us find our own internal moral compass. And that is the vision that we choose to live in the world and for our own personal lives. They're the values we choose to live by. They're the natural strengths and talents we were given and how we use those in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And then the final thing that I think is so important, Michelle, is this quality of passion. You know,
mm-hmm.
There's a study that's like 83% of workers in America are not passionate about their work. You know, we've tapped down, we've eradicated a great source of passion and energy and fuel in our lives. And so it's so important to get back in touch with that and do as many things that we are passionate about as we possibly can.
So important. When I sit with my clients and I ask them, what are you passionate about in your life? They're all like, I don't know. No, really, I don't know.
Never thought about
it. I can't
it.
Even remember the last time I was passionate about something. I'm just doing things because I have to.
Right, right.
And once they awaken to passion, their hearts open up. You see life coming back into their face, you know. It's so beautiful.
Yes, Chris and Janet Atwood have a wonderful book called The Passion Test.
Mm-hmm.
which is a way of just kind of really getting in touch with your passions. But they have an amazing quote that following your passions are like following breadcrumbs to your soul. Because when I'm passionate about myself and my life and what I'm doing, it takes me to my deepest inner purpose in this life.
So it connects us to our true selves, our God self, our spirit,
absolutely,
whatever name.
Absolutely.
Whatever name we have. Wow, fantastic. Alan, let me take this opportunity to reintroduce us to our wonderful guest that may have just joined us. This is Michelle Morovati, Infinite Love Radio. We've been speaking to Alan Davidson, who's a registered massage therapist, healer. We've been talking about his wonderful, inspiring book, Body Brilliance, Mastering Your Five Vital Intelligences. And we've covered the first four, which are physical, emotional, mental, moral. And let me just give you the website again, www.bodybrilliancebook.com, in case you want to go check it out after the show and purchase the book. Here it is. So let's talk about the other one, the fifth one, spiritual.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's my favorite. The easiest one for me.
Mm-hmm.
The body's actually the most difficult for me. My tendency is always to move towards the subtle and the energetic and those great states of spiritual awakening like grace and trust and love that we all have at the center of our being. So at one level, spiritual intelligence is really about how the chi or the prana or the life force actually moves through our bodies. In India, they talk about the chakra system and the way that the prana and energy moves through the system. In China, they talk about the acupuncture meridians and the way that the chi moves through the meridians. So spiritual intelligence at one level is just how much force are those energies moving through. And then the other aspect is, you know, how much forgiveness do I have in my heart? How much gratitude do I have in my mind? How much love am I living my life with?
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, spiritual intelligence is our ability to stay calm, centered, and peaceful no matter what is going on in the world around us.
Mm-hmm. Yes, this is all wonderful, Alan. I have listeners, I can hear them down going, what? Peace and calmness with everything that's going on?
Uh-huh.
With all the chaos in the world, with the financial situation that's going on, you know, especially like in Los Angeles, the past week we've had fires. I don't know if you know.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. 1,000 homes or so. I don't even know how many.
Mm-hmm.
People have lost their homes, their belongings, their loved ones. What are you talking about, Alan? Be at peace and calm through all of this?
Well, you know, one of the things that's important about each of the five intelligences, Michelle,
mm-hmm.
is that each one is a trampoline, a platform to launch into enlightenment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether it is the amazing athletes who reach enlightened states of consciousness in a competition or in their training programs, or in emotional intelligence, the incredible devotion a mother might have for her child, or, you know, when we're in tantric love, you know, the boundaries between people completely disappear and we're joined at the heart. It's an enlightening experience. In mental intelligence, we get so focused and so still in our minds that we're launched into a place of amazing connectedness to all that is through our mental IQ. In moral intelligence, we have the great teachers like St. Francis or Mother Teresa or Gandhi or the Dalai Lama, who show us the path of real devotion in the world and how they lose themselves by serving others.
Mm-hmm.
And in spiritual intelligence, you know, that's through deep meditation and spiritual practice where we really do develop into our spiritual masters. So each of them is a platform for knowing enlightenment and experiencing the world through what your entire radio show is about, which is infinite love. You know, it is enlightenment. And so whatever we have a natural gift for, like I said, mine is spiritual intelligence. Somebody might have mental intelligence. Somebody else is a great athlete. There's a foundation for you to tap into that unity consciousness that is peace, that is bliss, that is beautiful. And when I do that, when I'm connected to my source, then whatever tragedy that might happen in the world or in my life, I am at my most powerful to deal with it. Whether it's losing everything I own in a fire, or even something like Proposition 8, when my brothers and sisters are denied the right to love who they most want to spend their lives with.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's reading about the wars and the devastation in Iraq or Afghanistan and the innocent civilians that are killed in wartime. To be present to that takes a tremendous amount of power and courage. And it takes tapping into that sea and ocean of infinite love that you talk about.
Mm-hmm.
So that I can be my most powerful in the face of every challenge that comes to me.
Right. I'm being very intentional. Where do we want to be? What state do we want to be? How do we want to be?
Right. Well, it comes back to more like you and our ability to choose.
Absolutely.
Do I want to be living my life stuck in my ego and afraid and petrified and cursing the faith? Or do I choose to be in a state of full consciousness and presence and infinite love and responding with compassion to each moment?
Yes. And we're so used to and accustomed to being victims.
Mm-hmm.
Victims of society, victim
right.
of this, victim of money, victim of illness, you know, victim, victim, victim. Where in your book, you bring awareness to us that by harmonizing all the five, wow, health and happiness,
mm-hmm.
through harmonizing the five vital IQs.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to ask you, how do you define grace? How do you define grace?
Well, grace is one of those mysterious things, and I don't think we human beings have quite figured out the rules to grace, but it is, you know, it's like the divine taps me on the shoulder and puts a little morsel on my tongue, and just this explosion of presence and connectedness and intimacy with all of life happens.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that can happen to somebody if they're watching a fire. In a fireplace, where they're looking at a sunset over the water, or they're in the solitude of nature. You know, grace can happen in many, many places in many, many times. And it's just kind of trusting the process.
Mm-hmm.
But what I can say is that there are practices in life that prepare us to open up to these moments of grace so that they last for longer and longer periods of time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So whether that's a yoga practice, a martial arts practice, sitting in meditation on a regular basis, you know, doing anonymous acts of kindness in the world so that it doesn't stroke the ego. There are many, many practices that help prepare us to be ready for grace.
Mm. Beautiful. For me, grace is like oneness.
Mm-hmm.
When I feel oneness with myself and with all of life, mm-hmm. I feel grace.
I wholeheartedly agree with that.
Yeah, I'm asking you because different individuals are defining grace in different ways, and
mm-hmm.
I was just like curious to know how yours is. Beautiful. We're aligned.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, mine is also spiritual. So I need to work on physical. That's the challenge. That for me is physical. And your book has really, really helped me.
Really helped me.
I would love to achieve some of these positions that these lovely ladies in here in your book have. You know, I'm like, wow, that's
right.
Amazing. Can I do this after two children? Yes, I believe I can.
Well, with some practice, Michelle.
Yes, definitely.
Well,
definitely.
And let's explain for the listeners that the book has exquisite, very tasteful nude photographs of people doing kung fu or tai chi or yoga. And actually, the photographer for the book lives in Los Angeles, Victoria Davis. She's an amazing photographer. And the images are completely without exploitation. They really capture the reverence and beauty of the body and the power of a spiritual practice and the way that radiates through the body.
Mm, beautifully said. I agree. And for all of our listeners, Alan has a beautiful, I call it empowering, enlightening, inspiring, and fun movie video on his website. And this is on the Body Brilliance book.com website. I invite you to go in there. It's free. You don't have to pay anything. I invite you to click there and look at this wonderful, inspiring movie. Really, how were you inspired to create this movie?
Well, I knew I wanted to create a little movie for the book, and I wanted it to reflect the beauty and grace of the book, but I also wanted it to really embrace all of the five intelligences. How do you do that in 4.5 minutes? So I used the song, Your Body is a Wonderland, and I really just divided up the different aspects of physical, emotional, mental, moral, and spiritual consciousness and found, you know, many of the pictures from the book and other images and spiritual teachers that have inspired me. And I just put them all together, and my webmaster made that flash movie for us.
Oh, it's beautiful. I really get truth from it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Truth. That's what I get from it, truth.
Thank you.
Yeah, gorgeous. And also, let's talk about your other website, www.throughyourbody.com. You also have an offering, a download there, right?
Right. Well, if people listening are really intrigued by the five intelligences, there's a free report at throughyourbody.com. That's T-H-R-O-U-G-H, yourbody.com. And that's really the umbrella for all of my work in life, because I believe that, you know, all of the wisdom that is available to us must express itself through the body for it to become really alive and present in the world.
Mm-hmm.
But if folks like the five IQs and want to learn more about them, I have a free report on throughyourbody.com. I think it's called Body Breakthroughs for Life Breakthroughs, How to Master Your Five Vital Intelligences. And you get just a nice little story about each of the IQs with a particular practice that can help you work with that energy in your life.
Mm, gorgeous. Thank you very much. So you also have personal holistic healing sessions, or what do you call them yourself? Is that what you call them?
Well, I call them a confrontation with your true self, is what it is. I have my studio here in Houston, Texas, where I live. I can do consultations over the phone, but you can only do so much over the phone. But when people come to my office with whatever crisis or challenge that they might have, it always appears in their life in the physical realm, the emotional, the mental, the moral, and the spiritual realm. And so I use a very holistic approach, and let's get to the main source, which IQ is the most out of balance in this particular situation, and then how is it affecting your other IQs? And we work with all five of them to bring you back into balance. And my intention with every session is that people are going to have an enlightening experience. They come to that place of infinite love. They come to that place of grace and unity consciousness. So they remember who they truly are.
Mm-hmm. And you do this through talking to them? Through checking out their physical body? How do you...
Well, you know, each session might have 20 or 30 minutes of body work as part of it. You know, so there's definitely a dialogue process that's going on, but it's really helping and guiding them to release where are they stressed, where are they generating the most confusion and pain and suffering in their own lives, and how can they skillfully work that with wisdom and kindness.
Oh, beautiful. And how long are the sessions?
Usually 75 to 80 minutes, something like that.
Okay, beautiful. And how can a person get in touch with you? Through your website? Or?
Well, the best place to get in touch with me is through the website, throughyourbody.com. You get in touch with me that way. There's a contact Alan with information about the studio and how to call here. And we're happy to answer any questions. My assistant, Nicole, is delightful.
She is delightful. Yes, I've been communicating with her in email. She is delightful. So, Alan, taking this opportunity to reintroduce you and our show to our wonderful guests and listeners, this is Infinite Love Radio. I'm Michelle Morovati. We've been speaking to our delightful guest, Alan Davidson, registered massage therapist and healer, and about his book, Body Brilliance, Mastering Your Five Vital Intelligences. Again, his website is www.bodybrilliancebook.com and also www.throughyourbody.com. I love brilliance, you know, body brilliance.
Mm-hmm.
reminds me that our bodies are brilliant. They are brilliant. Let's treat them like how they deserve, you know,
exactly.
To love them because they are beautiful. Wow.
Well, and Michelle, that brings up an important point. I make a very important distinction between genius and brilliance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are lots of geniuses. You know, there are lots of physical intelligence geniuses, people who are professional athletes or Olympic athletes. Or, you know, there are people who are really good mothers and have a great capacity to care and nurture, you know, whether they're surgeons or nurses or, you know, people doing service work in the world. You know, obviously, mental intelligence, the great scientists and teachers. And there are many great spiritual masters who have incredible samadhi and presence and attention and can teach that and share that. So I consider those people geniuses. But unless we tend to combine our own personal genius with our moral intelligence and contribute to the world in a significant way, that's when we leap into the realm of brilliance. So, you know, one story that I love recently, there's an American skater named Joey Cheek, and he was pretty much a nobody until he won a couple of Olympic medals a few years ago, but he chose to donate all of his winnings to a sports charity that really worked with the children in Darfur. And so by doing that, he took his incredible physical genius as an Olympic skater, and not only did he donate money to those poor, starving, threatened children in Darfur, but he raised the issue around the world. And within 3 days, they had raised almost $1 million in donations because of his work.
Really?
Uh-huh.
$1 million.
Wow. So, you know, to me, that is launching your life into the realm of brilliance.
Oh,
you know,
so
he took his moral intelligence. You know, you could talk about Bill Gates, the founder of Microsoft. You know,
mm-hmm.
He's the richest man in the world. So he's obviously a very astute businessman and understands software and computers, but he also created the greatest philanthropic entity in the world where he donates billions of dollars to charity all across the world.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, he's really working with his own moral intelligence.
Yeah. So do you see Bill Gates as someone who has harmonized all five stages, all five IQs?
Well, you know, that's an important point. And I would say, no, I don't think that Bill Gates has mastered each of his five intelligences.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, one of the things that always troubled me, Michelle, were these stories of these great spiritual masters who had incredible spiritual intelligence and energy and could transform people's lives. But they also were rageaholics, or they, you know, chased after young girls, or they were alcoholics or drug addicts, or they, you know, there was something that was not complete. And I didn't understand how somebody who had achieved enlightenment in the spiritual realm could be so pathological in another realm.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that's where understanding the five intelligences means that just because I'm enlightened spiritually does not mean I'm enlightened emotionally. Or I'm enlightened morally. So it reminds me that we've got to work in each of the five IQs to really find that place where we are at our absolute highest self.
Right. So in your opinion, from your perspective, it's possible for a person to master all five IQs?
I do. And
but
I
at
think,
once? At once? Like let's say in a week.
Well, I wouldn't say in a week, you know. The process of mastery is, you know, a very fascinating process.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I think mastery does take place over years.
Yes.
But my attitude is the time is going to pass anyway, so I might as well be doing something constructive with it.
Right, right.
And so, you know, there's a path to physical mastery. There's a path to emotional mastery. There's a path to really getting in touch with their own personal mental genius. There's
mm-hmm.
a path to moral brilliance.
Right. So actually, I wasn't talking about mastering it in a week.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking about feeling harmonized in
uh-huh.
all four stages or IQs.
Right, right,
at
right.
once, like for a whole week.
Oh, absolutely. And
yes,
I think the best model of that, Michelle, are some of our really wise martial artists, you know, our martial arts masters. If you watch how they work, the way they have complete control of their bodies until the time that they die, the incredible awareness and sensitivity and compassion that they bring, not only with their families and the people around them, but their enemies.
Mm-hmm.
And the way they can focus their attention like a laser. And particularly the great Aikido masters, you know, in Aikido they talk about the true goal of war is love.
Right.
So an Aikido master is taking any conflict and war that comes into his fear and transforming it with harmony and love.
So would you suggest for an average person after a very stressful day, that they can just sit quiet and just be present with themselves, ask how am I feeling, where am I, what am I thinking, how's my body, just be present. And if anybody out there is asking you, you know, I have 5 minutes during the day, what technique can you suggest to me?
Well, there's a technique that I absolutely love, Michelle.
Okay.
And I call it the value breath because it is so calming and soothing to the nervous system and to the body. So the first step, if you just had 5 minutes to still yourself, I would say, one, get in touch with the sensations of your body. You know, just do a quick scan. How am I doing physically in this moment? How's my heart? What's the quality of my mind? What's my energy feel like? And then just with that awareness, start this very simple breath, and I can share it with you. And it's just focusing on the sensation of your breathing, inhaling for a count of three, one, two, three, pause, exhale for six, three, four, five, six, pause, in, two, three, pause, out, two, three, four, five, six. So if you will just follow that very simple pattern, in for three, pause, out for six, pause, that will completely change your energy. It, the emphasis on the exhalation like that, Michelle, helps to completely relax the nervous system, which then relaxes the mind and relaxes the body.
Absolutely. And when we're relaxed, we can think clearly.
Yes,
yes, we can think clearly.
And you can feel that infinite love that's around us all the time.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you so much. Now, what if the person is asking, like, how do my IQs, whether in balance or out of balance, impact my cash flow and abundance?
Well, there's a couple of ways to answer that. One, and we talked about intention a little earlier. So, you know, I'm a firm believer in the power of clear intention followed by clear action. So one is, you know, every day setting an intention of, you know, having prosperity, having abundance, having cash flow. And then I like to, in my imagination, I place that in that ocean of infinite love that we've been talking about, in the field of pure potentiality, in the energy that our universe arises from. So just with a little short intention, I can do that. Then the next step is to be my most attractive in the world. And for me, that is working with the five IQs. When I exercise my body, when I open my heart, when I still my mind, when I choose well, and I allow my spirit to soar, I am absolutely at my most attractive. So I'm open to the abundance and prosperity that the universe has to offer me.
Well said. Considering what you said, I'm doing this every day. I go for my walks or my yoga. I am open. No, but honestly, I was like, whoa. I do that every day, so I'm pretty much aligned. Well, more on the physical, more on the physical. I need to work on my posture, to be honest.
Right, right.
My posture. So since my first pregnancy is not the same, even though with all the exercise and the yoga, right?
Well, you know, yoga will help you to a certain point. I'm a big believer in Rolfing, or one of the bodywork systems that really works with posture, but Rolfing is the most famous one. And it really helps to release the tension in the muscles and the connective tissues and the fascia around your muscles so that your skeleton realigns itself.
Oh, beautiful.
So it's a really wonderful body of work. Now, I do suggest you find a Rolfer that will respect your pain threshold because it can be pretty intense at times.
So
I actually see a Rolfer every 2 weeks here in Houston who does a combination of that deep tissue body work and a real beautiful craniosacral energy work. So he's tuning my energy as well as my body.
Oh, wow, beautiful. Learn something every day, especially on Infinite Love Radio.
Where else?
Where else? Only here. No, everywhere. God is everywhere. God, higher power, source, divine, whatever name you guys have for your source, for your spirit. So, Alan, before we close for today, do you have a training program for mastering the IQs, like similar to an exercise program?
Well, you know, certainly the photographs in the book spell out some basic exercises to do. You know, left to my own design, I tend to do the five Tibetans regularly. I do a very short Tai Chi sequence to work with the Qi energy of my body. It takes about 5 minutes to do that Tai Chi sequence. And like I said, I see a Rolfer. And we didn't get to talk a lot about centering, but centering comes out of the martial arts way of being present in our bodies. Our second chakra in China is called the Dantian. In Japan, it's called the Hara. And it's a real power source in the body. It's the gravitational center. It's the energetic center of our body.
Mm-hmm.
So centering the body...
That's right below the navel for anyone.
You're 2 inches below the navel.
Yes.
And so I have a physical practice all the time. I am recentering my body around that energy center. And if you look at people's posture, you can tell how off alignment, how off center that they really are. And so just by having a posture that supports being centered, automatically connects me to an energetic power that I don't have if I'm standing or slouching or sitting off center.
Beautiful. You know, in the yoga that I do Dawn Yoga. Dawn Yoga.
So it has some Tai Chi in it.
Yes, yes. We do focus on the, well, they call it Dawn Zhan, on that area to make it warm, and this is the power center. But, I still need back work.
Right.
So I just wanted to mention to all of our wonderful listeners that they can go to, which website was it that they can download a copy of Body Brilliance Exercise Routine? Is that
That's bodybrilliancebook.com, and on the page there, there's a way to download just the excerpt of the exercises that I use and that I recommend and that I teach in my seminars.
Beautiful, beautiful. And a seminar, real quick, you do have a 3-day seminar in Texas.
I do, coming up on December 5th, 6th, and 7th. I'm actually hosting the amazing Diane Hamilton, who teaches Big Mind Meditation. And she also is one of the senior teachers at Integral Spiritual Center, how to integrate body, heart, mind, and shadow. And we're doing a 3-day workshop together. So if you go to throughyourbody.com, and click on events, it'll tell you more about our workshop here in Houston.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for all of your wonderful work, for all the information that you have shared. I certainly learned a lot, and I'm going to pass on the information. I invite all of our listeners to check out his website, check out his book, great gifts for the holiday season, covering, you know, physical, emotional, mental, moral, spiritual, what else do you want? It's all in there. Alan, before our time is just about up, would you like to give a message to our wonderful listeners before we close?
Well, I just want to thank you for your time and attention. You know, we live in a world of attention deficit disorder, you know, where the demands on our time and our energy are so great. And you took the time to be with us for this conversation. You took the time to listen to Michelle's show. So thank you just for your attention.
Mm.
And I just want to remind you that your body has the secrets of the universe encoded in it. So if you will be still with your body and you will listen deeply enough, those secrets will be revealed to you.
Ah, thank you so much, Alan. I wish you the best in this journey, in this lifetime. Many, many blessings to you and your wonderful work, and health and happiness to you.
Well, I want to say thank you to you for the privilege to come and speak with you and share ideas. And I really appreciate all the work that you do in the world to get out the great message of this ocean of infinite love that we swim in every day. And
thank
I want to say
you.
Thanks to Donald for all the great work to making sure we sound good.
Absolutely. Thank you, Donald, owner of BBS Radio. God bless. Thank you, Alan.
Thank you so much.
And this has been Infinite Love Radio for this week, beloveds. Please join us next week as our wonderful guest is Elizabeth Diane, author and speaker. She's the author of Listening with Heart 360, The New Paradigm for Women. For more information on her and her book, please visit www.listeningwithheart.com. For now, I invite you to breathe in the ocean of infinite love right here, right now. Breathe it in. Inhale it. Take it in. Receive it. Allow it to heal you. And breathe it out and give it to the whole world. For in truth, we're all one. And as always, I invite you to visit www.infiniteloveradio.com and download free guided meditations and insights, as well as any suggestions, comments to infinitelovradio@yahoo.com or michelle@spiritualityinsideandout.com. I appreciate you. I love you. Love yourself. Love your body. Love your purpose. And be intentional to create a beautiful, healthy, whole life for yourself. Again, this is Michelle Morovati. Thank you. Blessings to you. Until next week. Good day.